House Bill 3002B, and my understanding is the members of the audience will be having copies very shortly of the Dash 12 amendments. I think to expedite things a little bit, I'm going to go ahead and get started. Why don't I just check with Representative Jensen? Any comments you have for us on House Bill 3002, Representative Jensen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity to be here to testify before you today. House Bill 3002, with what I hope will be the B-12 or the Dash 12 amendments, Dash B-12 amendments, will basically incorporate a couple of, you know, what I think are very good ideas that have come over to us. The first original bill, 3002, came out of the SR2 committee on the House side pretty much as a response to the IMST, the science team then, that we appointed a couple of sessions ago to work with the Oregon plan. And one of their recommendations for the state of Oregon was to draft some sort of language, or to adopt some sort of language as to what recovery of species would be. It was specifically out of the IMST's recommendation that the original 3002 that you have comes to you. One of the things, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I would like to point out to you, and especially for the record, there are a number of departments that are referred here, Department of Environmental Quality, State Department of Agriculture, et cetera, that are referred to in Section 1A through L. And it was not the intention of the drafters of the bill that these had to be public employees. It is the intention that the director of the various state agencies may use one of their employees, or may do so, may participate themselves, or may appoint a citizen of the state at large if that's their pleasure to do so. Following this, Mr. Chairman, there was House Bill 2540, the Fish Passage Bill, which was the work of a long task force that had been working, and that bill came to us, and we, for expediency purposes, have requested that that be moved in with 3002. Their amendments that you have are a consequence of working with Senator Messerly's office and through some of the things that we had, and merely suggest to you that those are appropriate amendments and would encourage your support of them. We'd be happy to answer any questions as we go through this that you might have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Representative Jensen while we have him here?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll go back to you now.
Thank you, Chair Duncan, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Roy Elliker, legislative coordinator for the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. And I first would like to amend my written statement that just passed out to you. It refers to statement on House Bill 3002 and makes mention of Amendments 7 and 8. That should be changed to Amendment B-12. For the record.
Okay.
And I'd like to speak directly to the action here today, proposed today, essentially taking House Bill 2540 and inserting it in House Bill 3002 and talking to the aspects of the fish passage statutes, the changes that this task force would propose to make in state law. Actually, this is a result, this bill here today, or the amendments, the B-12 amendments to 3002 are the result of not one task force, but in fact two task forces on reviewing this state fish passage policy. For the record, I just like, here's a copy of the first report, and I did not bring extra copies, and I apologize to the chair. There's also another task force that came out 2 years earlier, a similar task force that could not reach agreement. Anyway, this Odyssey on Fish Passage all began in 1996 when the Department of Justice notified the department. At the time, we were involved in negotiations regarding mitigation of a fairly large water storage project in Douglas County named Milltown Hill. And at the time, there were questions about what we could ask for mitigation, and resulting if we waived the law regarding fish passage. And the Department of Justice gave us a letter saying that the department, under the current statutes as they were in 1996, could not in fact negotiate any waiver with any party regarding the required state law requirements regarding fish passage of fish past a barrier, diversion dam, or whatever. This led to the action by the 97 legislature, which passed a short-term moratorium on enforcement of fish passage statutes, and in negotiating with the governor's office, put together a task force to try and look at this situation and come up with some new policies and recommendations to the legislature regarding fish passage. That was done. Unfortunately, that task force did not quite come to full consensus on the issues, and as a result, the task force came forward and requested that the legislature re-up the short-term moratorium in 99 and give a second task force, which was essentially made up of the same folks with the addition of a few others, a chance to take this on. And this yellow piece of paper that has been attached as an exhibit, this is an easy kind of list on who was all on the task force and who reached consensus on these points. Essentially, I might go to the yellow sheet, which was passed out by a whole number of members of the task force. And there's members of the task force here in the room that may come up to testify as well. But what this bill essentially does is take the current fish passage statutes, which are the result of many, many years in state statute, which evolved through the Oregon Game Commission and the Oregon Fish Commission, and that's why they're now in two places, both in the Fish and Wildlife statutes, and takes it and puts it in one body of law and allows the state to negotiate for waivers on water storage projects, allow the state to accept mitigation for fish passage, and also moves from a strict enforcement situation where every barrier, every landowner or water user with a fish passage problem is under legal duty right now to affect passage regardless of cost or any other consideration, and moves this to a much more incentive-based approach for water users, which is essentially how we've been moving ahead up to the last 10 years in finding additional opportunities for fish passage as it is. So in a sense, this new law will kind of put in the statute the approach the department and the governor's been using for the past 10 years under the Oregon plan, working with willing landowners, finding cost share opportunities, and collaborating with other partners to affect fish passage around barriers, particularly high priority ones where anadromous fish are involved or state or federal listed fish are involved. With that statement, Mr. Chair, I entertain any questions at this time.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Roy? No questions.
Good job,
Good job, my goodness. This is an easy committee today. Okay. Anyone else wish to testify? Okay, I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3002B. And then, are you ready? Do we have all of the amendments out and around? Okay. I'm going to open the work session on House Bill 3002B.
Mr. Chairman, I move the dash B12 amendments to House Bill 3002.
Senator Metzger moves the dash 12 amendments to House Bill 3002B. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to request that our legislative council come forward and explain the amendments.
Okay. Legislative Council, would you please come forward? We need an explanation on some possible changes that came about.
Chair Duncan, members of the committee, Brendan McCarthy, Deputy Legislative Counsel for the record. I'm here to answer any questions you might have about the B-12s.
Jason Gensley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 6, would you explain for the committee the appeal procedure on line 13 through 15?
Page 6, line 13.
Chair Duncan, Senator Meserly, the B-12s add a provision that would allow a person subject to a decision by the commission in Section 2, which would be a decision relating to fish passage, to have a right to a contested hearing under the contested hearing provisions of the Administrative Procedures Act. This would allow an individual to have an administrative hearing, and if once that administrative hearing was finished, to have a review of that final order, a review taken to the Court of Appeals. It would, obviously, a decision of the commission would not be the decision to adopt a rule under that section, but I believe adoption of the rules would have their own individual could ask for a review of the adoption of the rules under the APA under a separate provision of the APA and contest the validity of the rule, the adoption of the rule, and so forth.
Any further questions, Senator Mitchell?
Mr. Chair, if we, you're explaining about the development of the rules, but could you further explain a decision of the director of whether a fish passage would be required or not? How that appeal procedure would work?
Yes, Chair Duncan, Senator Messerly, I believe under Section 2, the decision to for fish passage is made by the commission. Under Section 2, sub 6, the department shall submit a proposed determination of required fish passage or alternatives to fish passage to the commission for approval. The determination may be the result of negotiations. In sub 5, no agreement was reached, the determination proposed by the department. And then sub 7 allows the commission to waive requirements for fish passage. The way that I was reading that section, I was seeing it as the commission having that final decision on fish passage. And therefore, a person who was aggrieved by a decision of the commission would be that decision they would be seeking a review of, not the decision of the director.
Does that answer your question, Senator?
Chair, could I ask for a recess for just a second?
Yes. How much time do you need?
Oh, 5 minutes.
5 minute recess. possibility of a change and another amendment that would clarify. You, Senator Messenger, you want to tell them what you're trying to do? Or would you rather not tell them?
Depends on when. Thank you, Mr. Chair. What we're trying to do is change the bill where the director would make the decisions on fish passage, and then there would be an appeal process.